Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
I'm sure you've heard about Ian Thorpe's new autobiography. He's undeniably an inspiration and has really made his life count, tender though he is in years still. Got us thinking about another book by our sports guru, Jeremy Rolston. His book is A Life That Counts, combining the stories of inspirational Australians with his own experiences as a professional sportsman and Olympian. So I thought we'd reflect on these stories, talk about what we can all make of it and how we can make the best of our lives. Jeremy, welcome back to Open House.
Thank you, Lee. Always great to be here.
Great to hear from you. Just remind us why you wrote this book, Rollo.
Yeah, look, I thought it would be nice to give a slightly different slant tonight. Yes, you might remember I wrote this book a year ago, and it stemmed from my devastating crash in the Olympics. And it was just interesting when a lot of people were asking me about how I felt. As I explained it to them, they really didn't understand the difference between disappointment and regret. And I realized that most people don't really go after their dreams because they want to know that they're going to get the dream before they'll even start.
Yes.
So for me to say that I was devastated but I didn't regret it was actually quite illuminating to people. And it stemmed there, and then I involved 10 famous Australians to really dig into how they feel about going after their dreams.
Let's talk about some of those. Louise Savage, Paralympian, Herb Elliott, Olympian, Matthew Burke, Wallaby.
Yes, well, I did ask them all for different reasons.
Yes.
A couple of people came to mind. You mentioned Louise Savage, I mean, one of our most successful Paralympians of all time, but it was very interesting and encouraging for me to hear that she really, really doubted herself. And again, the message through that as she explains her story is that really she's not so different from you and I and the rest of the listeners, but that massive difference is that, you know, she understands that and she understood the power of belief and talking to herself, and really those actions are what defined her, not necessarily
yes.
that she didn't have the same doubts.
Yes.
I thought Gay Waterhouse was very interesting interviewing her in that light, because a lot of people see her success today, but they don't realise all the fears she faced of failing her famous father, and could she actually train her first racehorse, etc. So it was very interesting to hear that, and again, to hear that these successful people have the same fears as you and I.
Jeremy, goal setting has been an important part of all this for you.
Yeah, it has, and I often get asked about this, Lee, and I thought it would be useful. As we come up to New Year's, there's a lot of people making New Year's resolutions,
yep.
and goal setting is very important, and I do it a lot, and most successful people, or every successful person I would know, do it. But there's a bit of secret sauce that I don't think anyone tells you, and that is when you just write a goal down on a piece of paper, it's just black and white. It doesn't involve any of your senses, really. It doesn't get you going. And so you'll hear a lot of people saying real motivation comes from the heart.
Mm.
And there's a lot of psychology that backs that. There's an area in your brain called the limbic system, which are emotional drivers. And so that's where someone like me would be so motivated, because my passion to go to the Olympics or to achieve a goal, it comes from my heart, and then I add all the strategy around that.
Yeah.
So my one encouragement to listeners in that regard, and there's a lot more in the book about it, is really if you want to talk about motivation, it's not just I'm going to do this, it's not discipline, it's not strategy, it comes from deep, deep inside, and there's psychology behind it.
Yeah, so you do this within a Christian framework. How has that been part of this whole success making a life count journey?
Yeah, well, I think as Christians sometimes we wrestle with success, don't we? And I know
yeah.
you've talked on the show a lot about this. I think it's really important that we first define what success is, and that for me in the context of my book, how do you define a life that counts? You know, I don't want to be prescriptive there, but is success making $1 million and your marriage failing? Well,
yeah.
not in my books.
No.
Is it winning an Olympic gold medal but having no one to share it with, or you know, ultimately not knowing Jesus? So I think it's really important in success, but for me as a Christian, it's really a matter of perspective, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive, but I absolutely believe what the Bible says, what's a profit a man or a woman if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his or her soul?
Very wise words. Jeremy Rolston, thanks so much for joining us on that. The book is A Life That Counts, and you can see the details up on our Open House Community Facebook page. Thanks, Rollo.
No problem, Lee. Till next time.
See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.